Ion, do human creators, hey. do we share angels, or do we have individual angels that cover us?
We don't share our angels.
Okay, you don't share your angels.
We don't share our angels, no. And now your question is, do you share your angels?
Right.
And then our question to you is, do you? How do you feel about sharing angels? Are you into that kind of thing?
No.
Well, how do you know? You came to a conclusion based on what?
I was reviewing chapter 23 of the Revelation.
Yes.
And in
well,
verse 11. Okay.
There's a new information there, Bert.
But there was verse 11, and there was commentary in there that the angels grow with each individual human creator, and that's what made me develop this question.
Then let's develop that a little bit. Describe the way you interpret those words, and then let's take it apart a little bit. Develop your asking again.
There was a reference commentary to verse 11 in chapter 23, and there was commentary that the angels grow with each individual human creator, or something in that reference. I didn't really get the quote itself, but it had that thought when I heard the commentary, that the angels grow or develop with the individual human creators. And that's why I developed the question, are the angels shared? Because there's a reference that there are more angels than there are stars in the sky or in the heaven, or there are stars. So that's what I was questioning. For me, it makes sense that each human creator has their own angels.
So the little man doesn't, Bert. Little man doesn't know he has angels. Doesn't
no, they
use
do.
Them.
They do. They do.
The angels exploit the little man.
No, hold on. They think they do. See?
Yeah, they think
they do, but they don't know, you see. Now,
right.
Some of the new movies, the newer movies, everything is dripped in through movies. That's the way we can get it in. You start seeing what a real angel is, a big old strapping buck angel. All of a sudden, you have a different conversation, you see. Because everything is like Casper, the friendly ghost angel kind of thing. It's like, you know, milk toast, and then all of a sudden you get something like Gabriel or Michael or Samuel that come knock your house off the foundations of this world. It's a little different conversation, you see.
Would they actually answer to those names, Gabriel, Michael? I mean,
they do.
Uriel, Metatron. Okay.
Some of that's bullshit. Some of them others, but yeah, some are. There's a lot.
So Metatron, Saviel, whatever those guys are, the bullshit ones, or what ones?
That's right. It doesn't matter. It flows. Other quality crap adds all kinds of spins on things that aren't so necessary.
You talking about Aleister Crowley? You just mentioned Crowley,
yeah.
Or Crowley? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's also in like the Book of Moses. I think they have them like in books like 1 through 3 and, you know, 4 through 6, something like this. But it's probably very bad translation. But they have all of these sigils and supposedly names of all the angels. Are those books?
Yeah, those are right and on in there. Yes, they are.
They're right and wrong.
Right and on, not wrong.
Oh, they're
right and on.
Okay.
Absolutely. But now don't quit there. Come on. Let's go.
Yes, okay.
That's your point now. Let's take it home.
If there is the Archangel Michael, and we both need Michael,
there is.
We all have Michaels. We all have individual Michaels.
No, you don't have individual Michaels, because here's what happens. You don't call on an Archangel to take out your trash. And in a little man status, you have no desire or need for an archangel at all. In a little man status, you're not going to get an archangel, and if you do, it will be your undoing. because every nasty, terrible thing that God has done on this earth, you know what happens? God doesn't do it. God doesn't sully his perfect hands in dealing with you all. He says, and you can see in the scriptures, and an angel of the Lord came down and blah. And then something else gets blah and something, and an angel of and the God sent an angel of the Lord to come tear up their shit. And an angel of the Lord was called down to get them pregnant and love them up and all this kind of stuff. It's just like a corporate America hierarchy. They send mail room people to do mail things.
And they are the managers? Or what would you say their job is?
With the directors.
They're the directors.
Directors.
But they listen to us?
They listen to us. Them one, they fuck with little men because they can. Because they want to keep you a little man because then they can do whatever they want to do. But once you become God, they got to bow. Then it's jigged up. They got to do right then. But until you become God, they just fuck with you. Angels screw with little men like you scream at bugs.
So there's a hierarchy as one.
Hell yeah, man. We've taught you how to speak to angels. We've taught you how to direct the angels. And our only caveat all the way through, well, actually, that was only caveat with the people who've heard the Revelation series and all that stuff. Can anybody say the thing you're not supposed to do if you're going to talk to the angels and direct them?
Don't do it out of anger.
Anybody on the line here.
In anger.
Everybody knows
that. Don't do it out of anger.
That's the one thing everybody learned.
Now, good. So if you choose to do that, what happens?
You won't like it.
Good. Is that the only choice?
They change to your intention. They change to that.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Anything else?
And if you say it in anger, you can't take it back because they'll do it immediately.
You got that right. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. That affects the soul. The soul of man never dies. That's exactly right. See, we've done this. Everybody knows that, Bob. But nobody's answered the damn question. We always say it, but nobody answered the question. And now, you know, the chickadees are answering the question because you got guests that are inviting them to do right, Bob. If you're screwed up in such a way that you've got to have an angel to solve it, you're pretty whacked. And so if you're not dope enough to get into the jizz, then you need to come back. And if you got to call for an angel, you need to know what's going on. So if you ain't down with that, you don't know what the end is up, you better know specifically how to proceed. Because if you get mad or frustrated because it's not working the way you want to, and you just call out to the angel, they'll handle it right then and it's done. But the causality or the potential effect is always with prejudice. It always includes prejudice. It always. That's where you get prejudice from. That's why you have prejudice in your land today. And so you'll know what happens when an angel is prejudiced against you. You will know full end. That's why there's prejudice in this. That's what Ferguson is about. It's about who's teaching you prejudice. Real hate. Angels hate you worse than anything you could ever be, ever, 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 ever. Because once you're God, you're over them. As a little man, they can play with you. You're still a God, but you don't know it. That's why we were very specific. And you know, everybody got that part, and that's the only part that you really should have got. Now, the tail end of that is why. Well, we say you can't do degree of separation. You can't do degree of separation. But we are now saying this is why. Because they can absolutely pull on all power. Because remember, they are sojourners to the guff. Now the guff is empty. They really got nothing to do now. They really are after Bob. Hard up. But we got Bob, the dark soul. So we're having to cover up. We have to keep a lot of stuff on Bob's legs. Keeping him straight up. Because he says he's the dark soul. We're not going to argue it.
Define the dark soul.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. for the glory of God is light, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Revelation 21:23.
You said, don't speak to the angels when you're angry. My experience, when you were talking to me about when I was in the car, now, I didn't have that kind of experience, or did I, Ion?
You were about as close as you could get to it without it, but if you went any further, it would have been pretty ugly.
Okay.
Because you meant it, but you didn't mean it bad.
Okay.
But see, there's a fine line between agony and bliss.
Yes, because there's a whole bunch of more agony that I had to deal with.
Precisely, but you can't tell the difference right then, see?
Mm-mm, no, you can't. Mm-mm, no.
At that moment. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't solve it, but you don't. Who wants to go through all that?
Right.
Is your point, right. And that's the point. And the angels, they love it. They just love to fuck with you. You know, for no better reason than they can.
It sounds like these angels are like some of the workers at Walmart or any kind of retail place where they really don't want to, you know, help.
Oh, no, they're worse than that. They're worse than that. They're worse than that. Because if you come into your place of power, they got to greet you. Right now, they're worse than Walmart because they can come in and give you the bird. They mess with you. Lucifer is an angel, darling. What you call the devil is an angel. So, it's like, oh, now, wait a second now. What are you talking about? You mean as a god you control the angel, including the devil, your dark lord master himself? Yep.